welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Killers of the Flower Moon. Brand new film just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on a true story of 1920s in Oklahoma in Osage County with the Osage Indians and a rash of killings that took place there among the Osage people. And it all centers around one Ernest Burkhart, who's played by Leonardo DiCaprio, who was a war veteran from World War I, who comes to live in Osage County with his uncle, who's known as King, who's played by Robert De Niro, and who's kind of the head of the white man in Osage County, essentially in Fairfax. And Ernest goes to live with him and wants to, I guess, start a new life, so to speak, after the war, and falls in love with an Osage woman, Molly, who's played by Lily Gladstone. And all of that is kind of the center of the film. And this is directed by Martin Scorsese, if you don't already know. And this is very much a Martin Scorsese film. And I was curious about seeing this film. I like some of Scorsese's films. I wouldn't say that I'm a huge fan of his work, but there are some films of his that I like, and there's some that not necessarily a fan of. And so, but I was curious to see this film because I heard a lot about it, had a lot of buzz about it, and has a really great cast. And so I was curious to check it out. And I come out of the film with a lot to think about. There is a lot to think about with this film, and don't worry, there are no spoilers with this review, just my impressions and thoughts going into it. What I liked about this film was the cast. I already mentioned DiCaprio and De Niro and Gladstone. They were the headliners of the film, and the majority bulk of the film really is carried by those three. And I thought that they did a great job with what was given to them, especially De Niro. He really played Bill Hale, King, very much as a smarmy, slimy heel, but not like mustache twirling kind of a heel. He was very subtle, especially early on in the film, but then it became more overt as the film went on. But he was definitely played the heel very well here. And then Leonardo DiCaprio was compelling with his performance. There's one thing about it that I would say that was a negative to me, but I'll get to that in a minute. But Lily Gladstone as Molly, I thought, was impressive. She, to me, was the biggest baby face of the main cast, because there were a lot of heels in this film, as far as the main cast goes, as far as the primary cast. But she was really, really a huge baby face, and really was one that you rooted for throughout the film, which I think that was Scorsese's point. And so I thought that was well done with how that was done. And then even the supplemental cast I thought was really good, especially Jesse Plemons. He plays the lawman from Washington, one of the FBI agents. Really loved his performance. I thought that he was great, and he's one of those actors that is very much in all the big things now, and you sometimes miss him because he doesn't always get the starring roles, but he always gets the right roles and the compelling roles, and very much you need him in a film like this, I think, to really pull it off. And so really great job by him. Brendan Fraser as Bill Hale's lawyer. Really, really enjoyed it, even though it was very, very small performance. Wish there was more to it. Really wish there was more to his role, but when he's on screen, he does a great job. And the same for John Lithgow, who plays a prosecutor for the U.S. government. Really great performance by him as well. But really, just the entire cast, I thought was very, very, very good. Very much enjoyed that. Another thing that really was really enjoyable to me was the cinematography. Very much, very beautiful. Scorsese said that he shot in Oklahoma, so you really get that feel of being out in Oklahoma and knowing what that feels like, what that looks like, and really enjoyed that as well. And also one thing too, specifically, it's not a spoiler, but just the way the epilogue is done. You know, you always have epilogues with these kind of films. Really innovative, really, really cool, very of the time of the 1920s with how they done it. And when you see the film, you'll understand what I mean when I say that it very much felt like you were in the 1920s with how they kind of tie everything up with the epilogue. So that was another thing that I really enjoyed. Really, there are only two negatives to me in this film. One being the length of the film. It's nearly 3.5 hours long. It is way too long for just one sitting to really take everything in, because of the fact that the pacing is so slow. I get that the film is a slow burn, and I appreciate a slow burn film. But there are times when there were plot points and storylines that would get lost in the shuffle. And I give credit that they would go back and show like flashbacks scenes to tell story, to help, you know, refresh your memory. But the film is just way too long. It is a film that, if it was in the olden days, back when films had intermissions, this film would definitely benefit with an intermission. It's just, I think it would be good to help you, you know, think over kind of what's going on up to the point of the intermission, and then set up the second half of the film. I think that would have helped it, or just trimmed it up some. There were several scenes that did not need to be in the film. There were some editing parts that didn't make sense of why they jumped from one thing to the next. The time frame of the film also is kind of confusing at times, because it seems like there would be time jumps for no rhyme or reason whatsoever. So I almost feel like that as there are a lot of good things with this film, but I feel like the time and the pacing and the editing of the film is almost to the detriment. Like I said, if it had an intermission, broken it up, I think that would have been better. I think if it had some tidying up, some trimming of it down, even if it's just 10-20 minutes. You know, I think if it was a half hour less, it probably would be even better. But just even just 20 minutes, I think trimming some of those scenes that weren't really, I think, even related to the plot, I think would have helped the film. And for me, because like I said, it just is way too long. Even though I enjoyed the film for the most part, I just felt like it just, there were points where it just dragged and it just was slow. And when you're sitting in a theater like that, it just, it really, and you're trying to keep up with the story and everything, that it does really just kind of bog down at points. But overall, I like the film. I wouldn't say that I love the film. You know, film is subjective as far as, you know, whether you like or love or don't like a film. It's a very well-made film, which, given the Scorsese, that's to be expected. It's a very well-made film. It is a film that I think really conveyed the message that Scorsese wanted to make. And I commend him for that, because he really, you know, there are times when directors and filmmakers want to convey a message and they do it poorly. But this one, you can really see how Scorsese wanted to convey this message, and he conveyed it. And so I give him credit for that, because he really did that in a good and compelling way. But as far as subjectively, like, love, didn't like, I like the film. I wouldn't say that it's my favorite film of the year, or it's a film that, you know, I'd want to rewatch a lot, partly because, again, of the length of the film. But it's a film that I don't know if you necessarily need to see it in the theater. I think if you do see it in the theater, you can appreciate the cinematography. I saw it in IMAX, and so that, seeing the visuals on the big screen was really good. But if this is something where if you wanted to just wait until it's on Apple TV Plus, that would probably be okay, because I think that at least then you'd have times where you could pause and just sit and ruminate on some of the plot points in the story, and think about that. Like I said, I like the film. I didn't necessarily love it, but I appreciate the film. And it's, as far as going to see it in the theater, if you do see it, I would say see it on a premium screen, because at least then you get to appreciate the visuals. But if you want to just wait until it comes out on Apple TV Plus, then I think you're perfectly fine with that. So that's my thoughts on Killers of the Flower Moon. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and share your thoughts there. You can also find us on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and Blue Sky, just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that follow button, hitting the like button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully leave a written review, and share the podcast around. We'd really appreciate it a lot. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.